So we started last time, we saw Siman Kuf Ayin Dalad. We saw the halachas of Yayin before, a little bit of Yayin during. And so far we saw Sif Aleph and Sif Dalad, if I'm not mistaken. And we spoke about, the last halacha we spoke about was Havdalah. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis that if you drank before the Mozen, you do not need to drink wine during the Mozen. That was the Chiddush we saw in Tosfos. So too Kiddush, so too Havdalah. So that is three separate stages.
Amen.
That's three separate stages of Chiddush. Chiddush number one, any drinking of wine before the meal exempts wine during the meal. Chiddush number two is same as Kiddush. Chiddush number three is same as Havdalah. Now why is that a Chiddush? So let's go stage by stage. Wine before the meal, that exempts wine during the meal. If you remember, that was Tosfos' own personal Chiddush. It does not say that in the Gemara. The Tosfos says, but it's obvious because even though it's not the same, one is Lishtois and one is Lishrois, but the Lishtois was first. So obviously that would incorporate the Lishrois. Whatever you hold the other way around, which by the way we're Machmeh, Einoi Poiter, but over here you're downgrading. So obviously the bigger Chiyav will incorporate the smaller. Now, Chiddush number two, Kiddush. Kiddush, in theory, you might well have turned around and you could say, ah, that's different. Why? Because when you drink Yain for Kiddush, why are you drinking the wine?
No, that's the...
That's the next halacha. Because there's a mitzvah called Kiddush. Nothing to do with Lishtois. I'm not particularly interested necessarily in drinking wine. I'm drinking wine because Chazal said I have to. That's why it's a Chiddush to say, nonetheless, that will exempt wine during the Suda. Chiddush number three was even Havdalah. Now why is that another Chiddush? What's the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah?
No Kiddush.
Because Kiddush has to be Mokum Suda. There's no halacha that Havdalah is Mokum Suda. Therefore, Kiddush, I might say to you, yeah, that I understand. Because the Kiddush before the meal is connected to the meal because it requires a Suda, but Havdalah doesn't. It happens to be that you're having a Suda. But the Havdalah didn't require a Suda, so maybe there's no connection between the two. Komash Malon, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that no, it still exempts. However, Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions on the subject. Because he said there are those who say that that's only true if, what was the condition? If you've already washed your hands. Then it really is part and parcel of the meal. By the way, Reb Nachum asked last time, you got an honorable mention on Sunday. You heard it? You did a quick clap, round of applause. Said, that's me. You asked, how can you do that? How can you say Havdalah between the Tilius Adayim and the meal? And that Mishnah Berurah says, because it's not considered a hefsek. Why is it not considered a hefsek? Because on Moitzoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat
before
Havdalah. This, by the way, is very similar to another famous halacha. Govil Latura, Govil Latura. You know what that means, Govil Latura? We've had it earlier on. When you've got to feed your animals. Imagine you wash, and you're just about to eat, and all of a sudden, you remember you haven't fed your animals. So Govil means mix the food, gibul latura, for your ox. How are you allowed to say that? The answer is, because you're not allowed to eat before you've fed your animals, therefore feeding the animals is considered mei'in yona. What does it mean, mei'in yona? It's not an unrelated matter. I didn't say, let's go and fix a mezuzah now. That's a very important thing to do, but what's it got to do with the meal? But feeding your animal has everything to do with the meal because you're not allowed to eat until then. So here's a very similar case in point. You're not allowed to eat until you've made Havdalah. And therefore it's not considered a hefsek. It's not considered a hefsek. I'll call poniv oifem. That's all good if you did netilas yodayim and then you made Havdalah.
So if you wash first Havdalah, you wash, you say bar b'yodafen.
Drink wine,
sure. And then you say habotzi.
Right, like many people do for Kiddush. At least some yakas do that. I'll call poniv oifem. So here we have a machloikah. So what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch said, because there are two opinions on the matter, So if you've washed your hands, then everybody's in agreement that what? That the wine before the meal exempts the wine during the meal. But if it's prior to Netilas Yadayim, then you're getting yourself into a bit of hot water. So what did the Shulchan Aruch, what was the Shulchan Aruch's Eitza? Have in mind that I don't want to be moitzi the wine during the meal, and that way I've avoided the whole machlekes. What will I do? I'll drink avdala before Netilas Yadayim. I'll have in mind that I don't want to be moitzi with this the wine during the meal. What will I do next?
Okay.
I'll say bracha achreina, and then you wash and have your meal, and normal halachas would apply.
Now, if you
right. B'dieved, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't do that, what happens if you forgot to have kavona? Look at the last words of the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think we read this last time. U'b'dieved, you've got it on the fourth line. U'b'dieved, sheloi kivein kach. What happens if you forgot to have this kavona? So you've landed yourself in the soup because it's a machloikas. So what do we always say? We have a machloikas in brachas. Lachel. So a brachas lachel. Then it will exempt the wine during the meal. Why? The suffix broch is drabonon. Lahakel, broch is always drabonon, therefore suffix is lahakel. I want to ask you a question. It's important you say this to a question. I think it's worth just spending a minute on this question. What would be in the following scenario? I've got a cup of water in front of me. I say shahakol mi bedvorei, and I'm planning on drinking more water. So I don't obviously say another broch of shahakol when I get to the second cup, or the third cup, or the fourth cup, because I'm planning on drinking a number of cups. What would be if I took a cup of water, I'm planning on drinking another cup, but I specifically had in mind, I only want to be mechaven, to be yoytze, this cup and not the next cup. So I made a bracha, I finished this cup. Now, when I bring the second cup, what's the halacha? I have to make a new bracha. Why do I have to make a new bracha? I knew from the outset that I'm going to have the second cup. The answer is, but I specifically stipulated that my first bracha pertains only to cup number one. So everybody agrees that's halacha? That's halacha. However, you're not allowed to do that. Right. Why not allowed to do that? What's that called?
It's not needed.
Not needed bracha. It's a bracha she'im tzricha. If you did it, Seder, he'll get a slap on his wrist for doing it. But at the end of the day, it works. Definitely works. But you weren't allowed to do it because you've been goyrim a bracha she'en etzricha. Why is it a bracha she'en etzricha? Because you could quite happily have had one bracha for all of the cups. So why are you busy creating an artificial chiyuv?
So why don't we say that his kavana isn't chal?
No, it is chal. Nothing wrong with his kavana. He's being a naughty boy. He'll get a slap on his wrist, but it works. Can't tell a person what to be mechaven. If he was mechaven, then he was mechaven. I'll tell him that he shouldn't have done it. But if he did it, at the end of the day, that bracha could only take effect on what? On cup number one. So cup number two needs its own bracha. But it's a bracha she'en etzricha. We have many, many, many examples of that. That you can't create deliberately a bracha she'en etzricha. Now, what happens if I was planning only on drinking one cup? And I made shahakol. And then there was a nimlach situation. Remember we had nimlach? So what's halacha on cup number two there? You have to make a new bracha. That's not called a bracha she'en etzricha. Because I never deliberately created an artificial chiyuv. I only ever thought I'm having one cup. If you remember, that was a story we discussed the other day on Sunday morning. Remember the fellow who called up and said, I had four berekas and now I'm planning eating another two. We saw the Shaar Tzion says you have to make a second bracha, berim mezonos. Oh, why making two brachas? Bracha she'en etzricha? No, it's not. It was 100% your prerogative to decide I'm only having four berekas. And it's equally your prerogative to decide that I'm going to add another two. Don't have to set up stall and decide now what I'm eating for the rest of my life. We'll take it stage by stage, so that everybody agrees. So I want to ask a shayla. It's a difficult shayla. You have to have halt and kop, Rav Nachum. If we all agree that you cannot have kavona, that the shahakol should only affect cup one and not two, why? Because that's a brocha she'ena tzricha. So let's come back now to our Sefer Shulchan Aruch. You've got somebody who's making Havdalah prior to Netilas Yadayim. If it's post Netilas Yadayim, it's no machlokes. That's a Shulchan Aruch, it's a Chiddush, but that's where we paskin, that the Yayin of the Havdalah will exempt the wine during the meal. Okay, but he's not doing that, and it's his prerogative. Fine. So when's he going to make Havdalah? Prior to Netilas Yadayim. Now, if you would phone his Rav and say, I'm making Havdalah prior to Netilas Yadayim. Why are you doing it that way? Because that's my minhag. Okay. I'm planning on having wine during the meal. Do I have to make Hagofen on the wine during the meal? So l'choira, the Rav will have to tell him, it's a fantastic question, and the truth is, it's a huge machlokas. And it's two deos in the Shulchan Aruch. And if the person will say, could you please explain to me what are the two opinions? The Rav will quite happily tell him. Opinion one says it works, just like Kiddush and any other case. Opinion number two says it doesn't work because the Suda is not connected at all to the Havdalah because you don't have to have a Suda. That's a machlokes. Okay. He'll then ask his Rav, fine, so it's a machlokes. So what do I do? So what will the Rav tell him? The Rav will say, 1 second. When you are asking me, what do? Have you already made Havdalah or not yet made Havdalah? So if the person says, I've actually made Havdalah already, in fact, I'm calling you in the middle of my Malava Malka, what will the Rav then tell him? I've got a cup of wine in front of me. I'm during my Malava Malka. I made Havdalah. I didn't have any kavana this way or that. What will the Rav tell him? Halacha
lemaisa. You must make a bracha.
You must or you must not?
Must. Why not?
Machloikas. Two opinions. Safek brachas lahakel, the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's say not. Ubedieved says a Shulchan Aruch, Shaloi kivein kach, then Poiter, it will exempt. Well, really, how do you know? I don't know, but Sovik Bracha is Lahakel.
Mm-hmm. Or at that point, should he make a Bracha Corona and then make a new Agafen?
No. Why not allowed to. Because that Bracha, Sovik Bracha, doesn't allow you to make another Bracha now.
That's only if.
So one second.
Beginning of Havdalah?
And he did, right, but he didn't have Kavanah, so Shulchan Aruch says, again, Ubedieved Shaloi Kivein Kach, Poiter, then it works. Why does it work, says the Shulchan Aruch, I don't really know, but Sovet Brochas Lahakel. So again, if this fellow phones up the Rav in the middle of his Malava Malka, and he'll say, I already made a Hagofen of the Havdalah. So the first thing the Rav will ask him, 1 second, before you washed your hands, or after you washed your hands? If it's after you've washed your hands, then what?
It's fine.
It's absolutely fine. There's no machlokes whatsoever. We paskin, after you wash your hands, yes, although it's before the meal, but it's all connected, find that potter's. He'll tell you, no, actually, it was before I washed my hands. What will the Rav tell him? Oh, before you wash your hands, it's a ganse balagan. It's 2 days. And the person will tell the Rav, I didn't ask for a shtickle teira, I just want a psak halacha. What do I do? So what will the Rav tell him? 3 words. Safik, brachis, lahakel. All agree that's the psak?
We're being set up, so
funny. Now, if the Rav will ask the shoyl, 1 second, where are you up to? And he says, I'm not actually in the middle of Malava Malka. I'm actually about to make Havdalah. Please advise me what I should do. The Rav says, oh, wow. Thank goodness you called me before Havdalah because now you've got an Eitzah. Really? What's the Eitzah? All the Rav tell him?
Make Havdalah. Two choices.
Two choices? I know 1 choice. What will the Rav tell him? Halacha lemaisa. Make Havdalah.
and saying a bracha achrona.
You missed out the main thing.
Or you can wash.
Keep in mind that.
And be mechaven. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Yeah.
Hilkoch hamavdil koydem netila yechaven shaloi lohaitzi yain shabatei chasuli. It doesn't say two options.
Well, the Rav can tell at that point, wash also. Wash first and then make a.
Say that he says it's not his minik. Finish. He doesn't do that.
That was the second option I was saying.
Okay, so you're right. I'm saying that's not an option if that's not his minik. His minik is to make Havdalah before Natilus Yodayim. Just like Kiddush, just like everything else. So what will the Rav tell him? What must you do? Make Havdalah. When you say the Agaf and have in mind that that does not include the second cup, make Bracha Achreina, and then during the meal you start all over again. So again, the Rav will tell him now one of two things. If you are prior to the Havdalah, the Yetzer is b'machavein, not to be mitzi the second cup. If you call the Rav when it's too late already, I'm already in the middle of the meal, I didn't have any kavana, what will the Rav tell you? Alach al-maisa?
No bracha.
No bracha. Why not? Safa bracha is laka. So here comes a $64 million question. If calling the Rav in the middle of the meal will result in a psak, what will the Rav tell me, bottom line, if I call in the middle of the meal, yeah, bracha or no bracha? No bracha. So what right do I have, if I call him up before Havdalah, to have kavana not to be moitzi, the second wine, thereby creating a brand new chiev to make agafen during the meal? Why is that not a bracha she'eino tzricha? If I am mechaven, what right do I have to be mechaven? Am I allowed to be mechaven on cup number one? We all agreed 2 minutes ago, I'm not allowed to be mechaven on cup number one, that it shouldn't exempt cup two. If I did it, it works. That's not my question, whether it works or not. That's not my shaila. You're not allowed to be goyrim a brocha she'ina tzricha. So again, if I've got two cups in front of me, and I say my brocha goes on cup one and not on cup two, does it work? Of course it works. Am I allowed to do it? Absolutely not. Why not? Why are you creating an unnecessary bracha? It's called the bracha she'ina tzricha. So in our case, how can the Shulchan Aruch pasken that what? That if you remember before Havdalah, you should have kavana not to be moitzi the second cup. 1 second. If I don't have kavana, what will the halacha be? No bracha. Why not? Safek bracha is lahakel. So at the end of the day, forget explanations and shtiklach Torah. At the end of the day, halacha lemaisa, if I don't have kavana, Reb Nachum, what's the psak? If I don't have kavana, I don't make a bracha. Forget why for the moment, but that's the psak, I don't make a bracha. So how can I be mechaven not to exempt the second cup, thereby creating now a chi of bracha? You're being gairam a bracha, shein esricha.
Isn't the halacha really being brought to satisfy both opinions?
1 second. You're right. But 1 second. Do we appreciate the question here fully? Wherever one bracha essentially exempts two things, you're not allowed to have kavana to do the opposite. That it should only exempt one thing. Again, of course it works. That's not our discussion. But if it essentially exempts two, don't have kavana that it's exempt only one. Why? Because then you're then being goyrim a bracha she'ina tzricha. Isn't that exactly what's happening in our case? If you don't have kavana, then your bracha will exempt the second cup. Proof of the pudding is, because we all agree, then it's mafurash for Shulchan Aruch, that if I call the Rav during Malava Malka, what will he tell me? No bracha. Why? Doesn't matter why. That's the psak. Ah. That means, in the final analysis, my bracha over the Havdalah does exempt the bracha during the meal. So who am I now to be mechaven not to exempt it, so that I should be mechuv to make a second bracha? That second bracha is a bracha she'in etzrich, and I was the one who caused it. Fair question?
Yeah.
So what must be the answer, Nachum? You're on the way.
The Shulchan is trying to create a teretz where we're following both this.
In other words, it's not exactly the same as my two cup situation. Why is it not exactly the same as my two cup situation? Because when I have cup number one and I'm planning on eating cup number two, why is that case worse? I also know I'm going to have it here as well. I know I'm going to have wine during the Mayim Alav Malka.
If Kavana is not
happening. Forget Kavana. Why are the two cases different? In both cases, cup number one, cup number two, in 10 minutes time. Over here, it's a cup of water and another cup of water. And Shulchan Aruch, it's the Havdalah and then the wine during the Malav Malka. But there's one fundamental difference.
One's a mitzvah. First one's a mitzvah, the second's a reshus.
Which one? In the Shulchan Aruch case?
Yes.
Therefore what?
And therefore it's legitimate. The two are different, fundamentally different, therefore...
One second. If I didn't have Kavana though, it will exempt the bracha, the cup of wine, Jumal of Amalka.
Right.
So I see that obviously all that different because one, at the end of the day, in the final analysis, incorporates the other. So what's the difference between the two cases? Ramachem, you basically said it, but... Zogar Bissel Besser. Yeah, you said it. But why in the Shulchan Aruch am I allowed to be Mechaber not to exempt the second cup? So you said it. You're 90% of the way there. What did you say?
To satisfy both opinions.
Okay, just add a little bit. Therefore what? Why am I allowed all of a sudden to be goyim a bracha she'ina tzricha?
Because there's a mandama that says it's not a bracha she'ina tzricha. It's a bracha.
Right, and therefore you're almost there. Just add one knetch. No, you're there.
So it's not an extra bracha. You have to make the bracha.
I'm only not allowed to be goyim a bracha she'ina tzricha if there's no reason to do it. I'm having one cup now, and one cup in 10 minutes. You've got zero justification for limiting your kavana to cup one. That's called a bracha she'ina tzricha. I mean, it works if you did it, but that's the problem. So you're making another bracha. That's a bracha she'ina tzricha. But in the Havdalah case...
There is a reason.
I've got a very good reason for it. It's true, it's a machloikas. I'm not coming to Pascha and the Shaila. It's a machloikas. But you can't accuse me of creating a bracha for no reason. It's not for no reason. It's a very good reason. What's a good reason? To satisfy both opinions. That's what I mean. You're almost there, but I just have to add that extra line. Because I'm doing it to satisfy both opinions... Therefore, it's not a bracha that I created for no reason whatsoever. It was for a very, very big reason, if you really must know. And that is to satisfy both opinions. Mashen Kein, in our two-cup situation, there, it's a vadai. There's no machlokes about that. Cup number one definitely exempts cup number two. So what on earth are you trying to make two brachas for when you only need one? That's an absolute bracha, Shein and Sricha. Mashenkin, okay, it's not a bracha she'ina tzricha. Unnecessary bracha. I've got very good reason why I want to do it, because I don't want to end up in a huge machlekes. It's a big yisait. That's why the Shulchan Aruch is recommending this eitzah. But under ordinary circumstances, you can't just go round slapdash and kavana goes here, goes there, goes... What do you mean? Don't create any artificial, unnecessary brachas. Mashen isagomu. Be going a bracha she'ina tzricha. Okay, important you said. Let's now continue a little bit, and we'll see some further halachas. Sif hei. Kol ma sheshoise betoicha seudo, dai loy bebrocha achas. Important you said. Everything that you drink during the meal, wine over here, will all be incorporated in one bracha. You make hagafen, and that's it. How many times? One time. Elohim Kain. Unless we're talking about Kishabirech, when he initially made a bracha, Loi Hoya Daitoi Lishtois Elo Oisoi Hakois. If when you made the initial bracha over the first cup, you were only actually planning on having that one, and here comes the key word, Venimlach, and you changed your mind, Lishtois Acher, then what's the halacha? You make two brachas. And if I'd ask you a naughty question, why isn't that a bracha she'en etzricha? Because I didn't deliberately create a second bracha. I genuinely was only planning on having one cup. I changed my mind. Well, I had to change my mind.
This Kamasha show says only wine, cover wine.
Right. Says the Mishnah Brura, Siv Cotton, Tezayin. Betoy Chasuda Rotzoloima. What this means is Afilu Shaloi Bavas Achas. Even if I'm not drinking them simultaneously, meaning I'm not having one cup and then immediately another one. No, having one now, 10 minutes later, another one, half an hour later, another one. Doesn't matter. One bracha fits all. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sikotin Yud Zayin, but bracha achas, why? The mistama, kashabirech, boire priagofen, al kois ha'echod. In the stam case, when he made a bracha over one kois, daitoi hoyo gamkein, al kol masha yishte betoy chasuda. Then your automatic das is whatever you're going to drink during the meal. The Mishnah Brura over here has told us a very, very important yesoid, and if we don't concentrate properly, we could miss it. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch said, if I had explicit das when I drank my first cup, that I'm only actually having one, then if you change your mind, you're a nimlach, and you have a second kois, what's the halacha? Second bracha. 1 second. There's one case that's missed out. If I was planning when I drink kois one to have kois two, three, four, five, and six, what's halacha? Obviously,
one bracha.
And if I planned only to have one kois, then two brachas. That's fine. But there's a case which is missed out. You know which case? The in-between case. I didn't have kavana. Either way, I wasn't planning anything. I drank a cup of wine, and you asked the fellow, tell me, are you planning having another one? I don't know, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. The Shulchan Aruch only spoke about a case where you had das not to have a second cup. So what was if I didn't have that das? I just didn't think one way or the other. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us in Sukkot and Yud Zayin. The Mistoma, what does that mean, Mistoma? The stam, the default position is that when you start drinking, that will automatically incorporate everything I go and drink afterwards. Therefore, the only case where this will not apply is if you have positive kavana, that this is the only kois I'm planning on drinking. But if I didn't think one way or the other, then the default position is, if I so happen to choose to have another cup, this will be incorporated in this wine, in this bracha as well.
Even if he's regular only to have one, like the case in the Gemara.
So if he's regular only to have one, then maybe you'd be right. Right. Because maybe, good point. Maybe you'd say, listen, then you go with his regilus. What's his norm? Probably you're right. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudches. But if he didn't have this das, Rotzaloima, Shohoyo Daitoi. Sheloi lishtois elo oisei hakois velo yoise, meaning if I had clear das and I'm only planning on having this kois and absolutely nothing else, Elo, but rather she'achakach nimlach lishdois oid. You happen to change your mind and decide afterwards that on second thoughts you are going to have the second cup. Fine, that's a different case. That's a different case, and then you would have to make a second bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kosav hataz. It's an additional chiddush now. Dehu hadin le'inyan achila. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is only discussing drinking, but actually the same is true when it comes also to eating. Kegoin shekono la'atzmoy lechem echod. If you bought for yourself one bread, la'ochloy kuloy, to eat all of it, that was the plan. Va'al dovor ze birech, and on this loaf of
bread,
va'al das ze birech, and with that in mind, I'm planning on eating this loaf, you made a bracha. Va'achakach, and afterwards, nis'ave le'echol, what does it mean, nis'ave? He had a taiva, he craved to eat more le'echol oid, v'sholeach liknois oid. And he sent somebody, he said, do me a favor, could you go back to the bakery and get me now another roll, another bread? Tzorich levorich shenis hamoitzi. Chiddush. Shulchan Aruch didn't discuss this. Shulchan Aruch says, you had a cup of wine, you were only planning on drinking one, and then you were nimlach, you make a second bracha. Says the Taz, why on earth would you differentiate between drinking and eating? Same halacha. Didn't. Rather, I only plan to have one bread. Ah, when I got to the end, I decided I want to have another one. What's that called in one word? Nimlach. So nimlach, I have to make a new bracha.
When does it come into play, like just that there's stuff is on the table?
Yeah, so we'll see that. Let's move on to the next line. Says the Mishnah Berurah in parenthesis, Vahatam, the mice of Moichichin. What does that mean, mice of Moichichin? What does it mean, the mice of Moichichin? His act, Moichiach, shows us, proves to us, Deloi Hoyo Bedaitoi Lechoil Kiim Halechem Shekone. He clearly only had in mind to eat what?
One.
How do I know? Because if he really would have wanted two, he would have bought two. De Imloi Kain Hoyo Kono Yose. Because if not, if he was really planning on on eating more than one, then he jolly well would have bought more than one. So clearly, what was he planning on doing from the outset? That's called Maisav Meichichim. His act, his behavior has proved to me what his das was. I'm not a mind reader, but I can tell what his das was by virtue of the fact that he only bought one. So obviously, he did not have kavana for the second one. Elo she'achakach nis'ave lechol oid. It just so happened to be that afterwards he decided to have another one. But don't say, you were clearly planning that all along. What do you mean clearly planning that all along? If you really planned that all along, so why did you buy two? Now, what would be, by the way, in a case, in the following scenario? I think, by the way, this is Mamish Nagel Ochel Maisa. Imagine you go to a restaurant and you have a slice of pizza. So the guy says to you, okay, how many slices would you like? Well, start off with one. I'll see afterwards how I'm feeling. After the first, yeah, it was great. I'll have a second. After second, say that, you know what, actually I'll have a third. Just make a new amoitzi now. Let's, for argument's sake, assume it's amoitzi. Let's make another amoitzi.
Yes.
Or not?
No.
Why not?
Yes. This is what he said. The mission person said. No, he didn't. He said, I'll see how I feel.
Right.
He didn't say, I'm only going to have one.
Right. That means I'm making a bit of an akimta. The mission was only talking about where it was a real change of mind. But when I went to the pizza shop, I didn't change my mind to have two. I knew from the outset there might be a possibility. I'll make a final decision after I've had the first one to see how full I am. And after I have the second one, I'll make a final decision with regard to the third. But it's not that I say, listen, three, and that's all I want. I don't want a fourth. It's too expensive. But when I finished the third, I said, you know what? So good, it's worth the money. I'm going to go for it. Oh, that's Nimlach. You weren't deciding that from the beginning. You decide, I'm only having three and not more. Now you're going for a fourth. That's what the Mishabura is talking about. You only bought one roll, so obviously you didn't want to have another one. But if the reason why I didn't buy another one is because I wasn't sure whether I wanted, l'chayra, that'd be a different case. So then, I'm clearly having das, make a bracha from the beginning on anything I end up eating. It happens to be that I just don't know how much I'm going to end up eating. And I'll tell you the truth, every case is like that. Whatever you eat, it's like that. You don't know exactly how much you're going to eat. Do you want seconds? I'll see after how I feel after the first. So every suda is betzem that. So therefore, why do you not have to make a second bracha? The answer is, remember we said this word is the key word in the whole sugya, and that is?
Nimlach.
Are you a nimlach or are you not a nimlach? That's always what I'm trying to enter, his mindset. In the average case, you're not a nimlach. I didn't change my mind. I've just now confirmed what I actually knew might be a possibility right from the outset.
Your wife brings you, you want dessert? No, I'm full. She's serving everybody else chocolate cake. Oh my gosh, does that look good? Okay, I'll have some.
Okay, that could be a nimlach. If you had no das to have that in the first place.
I think subconsciously we all know we're going
to have our cake. We're not getting involved in Shalom Bias now, please, thank you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Nachum, this is your case. It's more similar to the case that we just mentioned, actually. Avol, says the Mishnah Berurah after the parenthesis, Im yesh loy babayis lechem. Not that he went to the store to buy another one. If he's got bread in the house, v'choytech loy chaticha, and he cuts a slice, lechol oysa, and after he wants to cut some more, ein ze nimlach. Why? If you really wanted two slices, so why didn't you slice two from the beginning?
He knew it was available.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, the derech odom kein hu. That's the normal derech. The lepa'omim b'shas brocha. Sometimes when you make a bracha, Chayshev, he thinks to himself, Sheyeh dai loy b'chaticha achas. He thinks that, you know, one should be enough. V'achakach, and afterwards, k'sheroyeh, when he sees afterwards, you know what, in second thoughts, She'ena seveya b'zeh, then lekeach oid. You know what, I'll have another one. I thought I'd be full, I wasn't. But it's not that I made an absolute decision. I'm only having one slice. No, you know why you only cut one? I thought that'd be enough. It turns out more. But it's not that I made a decision. I only actually want one. And now on second thought, no, I've decided, in fact, I'll have something else as well. That's when you go and buy another roll. That's not the derech. That's unusual. If you really thought you might have two, you would have saved yourself a big schlep not going to the makolet twice. So therefore, that's what it means. Maisov meichichin. What does that show me? That's why the Mishnah Berurah chose such a funny case. Why did he choose that bizarre case of going to the store? Because then you cannot say it's the derech. It's not the derech in the middle of the meal to go and pop out and buy some more bread. If you really feel that there's a possibility you might want a second bread, you would have brought two from the outset. So that's what it's called. Maisav meichichin. So what does his maisa demonstrate to me? It must be that what did he think in the beginning?
Only having one?
Only having one. Then, nimlach. That's what you have to make a new bracha. That's the chiddush of the Taz.
So in that case, if he's going to leave the house now, should he bench first and then leave the house, go to the store, get down?
So as it happens, the Mishnah Berurah's lashon was v'sheleach liknes. He went to send somebody else. So he's avoiding a whole issue of shinu mokim. It's a whole different issue. Okay, the Ramah is a separate halacha completely. Let's move over now to Siv Vav. Because Siv Vav is Mamash al Gemara. Ein levarech achar yain shebesuda. The Birkas Hamozoin Poitrasoi. If you drink wine during the meal, remember this is the funny halacha. Do we remember the Gemara? I hope everybody remembers the Gemara. Mm-hmm. The Gemara asked as a kasha, why do you make a bracha on wine during the meal? I don't understand, says the Gemara. You shouldn't be making wine bracha, why not? It's machmas asuda, dvaram shebetoich asuda, machmas asuda. And what did the Gemara say? One word answer. Chashuv, like you said, wine is a special chashivus. But it's only chashuv with regard to the bracha rishena. But when you finish drinking the wine, you say birkas amozin, and that includes the bread and the food and also the wine. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ein levorech achar yayin shebesuda. Why not? The Birkas HaMozoin Poitratoi. Because the Birkas HaMozoin over the rest of the meal will exempt that as well. V'chein, for that matter, it's Poiteres Yain as well, Shelefnei HaMozoin. V'afilu loy hoyo lo Yain Metech HaMozoin. Even if you had no wine during the meal, it doesn't matter. You have wine before the meal, the Birkas HaMozoin at the end incorporates everything. Or the Indian yain shall have dollar shall have neamos, and that's all separate shy, which we're not going to get involved with. Says the Mishnah Brura, Chof Gimel. Ein levarech, why not the Birkas Amos and Pedrasoi Kedin, as is the halacha of Dvarim, Aboim, Machmas Hasuda, anything that comes Machmas Hasuda, Sheniftarin, the Birkas Amos. That's always the general rule. Any food that comes machmas the suda is exempted by Birkas HaMozin. He writes in brackets, Kumo Shekos, B'Simon Kufayin Zayin, which we saw then at the time. Dahayayin machmas hasuda hi choshuv. Because at the end of the day, the yayin is considered as a result of the meal. Debol lishroi samaychol. It's there to help digest the food. Va'av de brocha rishoyna. Underline Rishoyna. Even though a bracha Rishoyna is true, Mavarech ala Yayin, Kanal b'Sif Aleph, as we mentioned in Sif Aleph, for reasons explained there, because Yayin was Choshev, Aval bracha, underline Achroyna, Loi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah has been mechadish to us. Don't get put off and ask a stira in Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Aleph it says wine needs its own bracha, and here it says it doesn't. Stira, the answer is, there's talking about a bracha Rishayna. Here's talking about a bracha Achrayna. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Dalet, why does the Birkas HaMozn at the end of the meal exempt the wine that you drank before the meal? The Kibun Shabo'in Liftoyach Hame'ayim. What does that mean, Liftoyach Hame'ayim? It's coming to open up your stomach. Lahamshich ha'odom l'tayvus hamachol. In order to draw a person to have a craving to eat. Meaning that the wine that you drink before the meal, even though technically it's not being drunk during the meal, but we still classify it as yayin, machmas hasuda. What does that mean, machmas hasuda?
To enhance the
meal. Right. That means it's not part of the meal as in it's drunk during the meal to satiate me. No. But it's machmas hasuda. It's not unrelated to the meal. It's very much related. Remember we always said, there's many different reasons why you drink wine. One reason you drink wine is because to fill you up, enjoy the taste of wine. Another reason you drink wine, like we said, is lishrois hamaychel, just helps the digestion. Another reason is over here is to whet your appetite. But the common denominator between all three is that what? That in all three cases, it's machmas hasuda. Which is why the Birkas HaMozn at the end will exempt it in all cases. That's what he says again. Tekev and shaboyim liftoich hamaychel. In order to draw the person into having a taiva to eat, have a gam kein, that's why it is also considered kedvarim aboim machmas asuda. And that's why the brick wasn't patas it. Uposhet, however, says the Mishabura, having said all of that, it's obvious to ze dafkem sheise somuch lemozim. What does that mean, somuch lemozim?
Close to the meal.
That's only if you drink close to the meal. So then you can say that it's there as a type of hors d'oeuvre to whet your appetite. Then al koponim, then it's true to have a ka'aschalta de suda. What does aschalta de suda mean? Then you can consider it, as it were, the beginning of the meal. Aval balav hochi. If that's not the case, loy. If you drink your wine an hour before the meal, how can you consider that as an hors d'oeuvre to whet your appetite? You long forgotten, long digested.
It says over here that if he does it more than a half an hour before, and he has to make a bracha chorayim, if it's within a half an hour,
right,
then it's included.
Fine, so that's the cutoff point. Yep. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said in conclusion that the wine before the meal will be exempted by a birkas hamazon, even if you didn't drink any wine during the meal. Says the Mishabura Chav Hei V'afilu. Loi, kein sarach loima, v'rot saloima. What that means is to say, is as follows. Da'af, even though, remember, you never drank any wine during the meal. In which case, oz loi shayach loima, it's then not possible to suggest, duhu shtia achas, that it's all one drinking im eila shebatei chasuda together with those during the meal. Because there wasn't any wine during the meal. So how can you possibly suggest that it is subsumed by the wine drunk during the meal, when in fact there was no wine during the meal? That's the chiddush afilu hachi, nonetheless, poiter. The birkas hamazon was still exempted, dehein atzmon bichlal sudein, because they themselves are considered part of the suda. They don't need to be subsumed by other wine during the meal. If you would require the wine before the meal to be subsumed by wine during the meal, then would it be stuck? Because there was no wine during the meal, therefore there's nothing for it to tag onto. Says the Mishabura, I don't need it to tag onto anything. It itself is considered part of the meal, like you said before. Why is it considered part of the meal, the wine before the meal? Because it enhances, it whets your appetite, therefore it doesn't need to tag on to anything else. It in itself is considered a part of the meal, in which case the brick of someone patters it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ule inyan mayim, what about water, however, v'shari mashkin, and other drinks, she'sheise koidim amozoim, imagine you have a cup of water before you eat and no drinks during the meal. Could a cup of water be considered as whetting your appetite?
No.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Das Harba Achreinim, many opinions suggest that tzorich levorich aleim brocha achreino. There, when you had your cup of water, it requires its own brocha achreino. Why? She'ein birkas amozen poitratum. Because there the birkas amozen will indeed not exempt it. Why not? The mekiven she'shasa oda oisam koidim hamoitzi, seeing as you drank it before the meal in fact began. If I drink a cup of wine during the meal, then what? Obviously the benching exempts it because it's a cup of water, then the birkas amozen will exempt it. Why? Because it's considered part of the meal. But if you drank the water before the meal, so don't tell me it's lishrois, it's helping you digest the food. Don't tell me it's there to whet your appetite, because that's not really the function of a cup of water or orange juice. In which case, einom shayochim lesuda klal. Therefore it's not shayach. What does that mean, it's not shayach?
It's not related.
It's not related to the suda in any way. Levad yayin sorof. What's yayin sorof? Whiskey. Shovele yain. In that respect, whiskey is comparable to wine. to hamoirer taivas amaychel. Apparently, I can't tell you from experience, I've never drunk whiskey, but whiskey apparently is also moirer taivas amaychel. That also whets your appetite, is moirer your craving to eat, in which case, as the same halacha as wine, which is, that even if there's no wine during the meal, it doesn't matter. This is part to be part and parcel of the meal. Because it was there enhancing the meal, because it was ma'oira your taivas meichel. But your cup of orange juice that you had before the meal, that would not do the, that would not do the trick. If it's not part of the meal, if it requires its own bracha achrin. Okay. Be'ez Hashem, we'll stop over here. I think that's enough Shulchan Aruch for the while. There's some other halachas as well, but that's enough for the moment. So Be'ez Hashem, on Thursday, Abba Aleinu L'Toiva, all being well, we'll continue the Gemara at the bottom of the Yomit.
We're done for halacha, we're Shulchan Aruch.